up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. It is April 8th. I know it's been a minute or so. We're going to be talking about the latest episode. I think it's what? Episode 16, something called something? No, let me look here. It's actually called the Thanatos Guild? Yeah, I probably butchered that. I probably did. Anyways, it's episode 16 of season 6, and we're going to be talking about it, me and Anna B. Traveler 15 on Twitter. She is a huge fan. She's all the way in Australia. So with our time zones, it's kind of hard to get together. And one day we will. We'll return. But until then, she does her thoughts, and then I commentate, and then give you my thoughts at the end. So here it is, Miss Anna B., Traveler 15 on Twitter.
Arrow is back this week, and it's called the Thanatos Guild.
Yes.
And it's where we see one of our cast members say farewell and go on another adventure. And Mike, I know you will be very happy about this, but a little bit sad to see her go. So Thea has decided to leave Star City and have a life with Roy with the blessing of Oliver. But before she can leave, Nissa Al Ghul returns to tell Thea that the League of Assassins,
Nissa,
known as the Thanatos Guild, is after her and a map that Malcolm Merlyn left, and her blood will decipher that map. This rogue group of assassins is led by Athena. So before Thea can leave, she goes after the map with the help of Oliver and the team and Nissa. It's a nice episode, I think, befitting for her as she deals with the team, shows off what she's learnt with a bit of a backstory with Malcolm Merlyn, where she's come in life before she says her final farewells. We've got Dig. He wasn't much in this episode, and he's not happy with Oliver because he won't relent and give up the Green Arrow suit. With Nissa returning, she keeps digging Oliver, saying that he's still her husband, and that doesn't go down well with Felicity.
I love that.
But at the end of the episode, she does release him from marriage. We have in the background also Curtis and Dinah. They're on their own mission to see who's corrupt in the Star City Police Precinct and learn how far up that goes to the top. And we find that Dios is actually pushing Vertigo. So we're going to see that drug back, which won't do Star City any good. The episode has some nice fights, and we see Thea taking on Athena. They find the map. Felicity's able to decipher it. And we learn that there are three new Lazarus pits. So...
Oh, yeah!
This is what Nissa is deciding to do, to go after to find them so she can destroy them. We have a nice scene, I thought, before it all ends, between Thea and Oliver, where she gives him some advice that he won't hang up this Green Arrow suit to live a normal life, as it is part of him. And in a way, that's the same for her as Speedy. And she needs to find those Lazarus pits and destroy them. Roy will go with her and Nissa, and the three of them will go off on their own adventure and search for the Lazarus pits. And this is where we left saying farewell. But it still leaves the door open for the three of them to return back to Star City if there is another storyline. And who knows? There is a storyline where they can come back and say what's been happening with those Lazarus pits. So it's nice, I think, that they didn't kill her off. And I know, Mike, you would have liked that. But she's gone for now. But with the option that, who knows, they could bring her back in time.
All right, Miss Anna B. So you can check her out on Traveler 15 on Twitter. Now, Anna keeps forgetting. I don't know why she's on this trip. I like Thea. Now, don't get me wrong, I wasn't a fan of her in the beginning because I thought she was a spoiled brat and she wasn't going to be able to do anything. But when she started whooping ass, I was like, all right, I like her. So I'm a big fan of Thea. I hate seeing her go. I loved it when she was part of, you know, the city and helping out, you know, the mayor, queen and everything else. And then when she disappeared, I was like, no, why are you leaving me? And then for her to come back, I was like, yes. And then when she went into a coma, I was like, no, why are you leaving me? And then she's back. And then she was helping out Roy. And I was like, yeah. And then she gets in the car with Roy. And I'm like, why are you leaving? It's a tug of my emotions here. My Thea emotions. But yes, I'm not a happy camper that she's gone, but I am happy for her that she's finally getting this little semi-peace with Roy. It was good seeing him. It was good seeing everybody fight. I don't know about y'all, but it was just like flashbacks. Old feelings coming back when there was like the whole team together. Even with Roy wearing his ball cap, I was like, who cares if you're not wearing the red hood? You still look cool. But yeah, all that was dope. The fights were dope. It's obvious that Diggs is getting a little irritated because he wants to wear the hood. So we kind of see how that's going. I'm actually watching the newest episode right now, and yeah, he's not a happy camper, but we won't talk about that just yet. Great fight scenes, as Anna said. It was cool, and the guild was dope, and that one chick with the scar, like Athena, she was a pain in my ass. And then Nisa, Nisa, even though I wouldn't have a chance with her, but still, I love me some Nisa. So, 3 Lazarus Pits. Holy crap. That's definitely opening up for a lot more stuff. I think we will see Thea come back. I think we will see Roy come back. And I think we're going to see some new people coming down the pipeline. But overall, great episode. Arrow just never disappoints in my eyes. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I guess if you want to check out some of our past stuff, you can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. On the top, you'll see a little tab that says podcast. Click on that, and you can find everything there. All the shows are on audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike or iTunes. If you go to iTunes and search Talking Arrow, you can find us there as well. So, but everything's on the blog. If you want to follow me on Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy, iwatchmike on Facebook, Snapchat, Mike the Movie Guy, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. Let's see. I think that's it. Everything's on the blog, iwatchmike.com. And if you want to check out Ms. Anna B, Traveler15 on Twitter. And that is it for us. I'm going to try to finish watching it before I have to go to work this past episode, this week's episode, actually. And I'm going to try to do a little something. I don't know if Anna's going to join me, but if I can't, I might try to wait for her. But if not, the show must go on. Everybody have a great weekend. I guess I will talk to you guys soon or later. Peace out. Bye-bye.